أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. The beginning of the surah, we read that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that man was not existent at one time. Allah ta'ala created man, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from him Hawa alayhi salam, from Jannat Allah sent them into this world, and then mankind started coming into this world. And also that Allah created man, it wasn't na'uzu billah that man was born from a monkey that gradually became a human being. Further, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains that how Allah created this insan. Allah says, "Inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfa." Humne banaya aadmi ko ek do rangi bone se. That we have created this man from a mixture of semen. And this also, Allah Taala uses the word "inna," we. Whereas Allah is one alone, it is I. But to show the great power and authority and the great grandeur of Allah, and especially with the creation of human being, it shows the great, great power of Allah, that how Allah created this human being. And that Allah Ta'ala says, Allah created him from a mixture, min nutfatin amshaj, a mixture of semen. This either refers to the husband semen and the wife semen, the ovum, that mixes and then Allah Ta'ala makes the child. Or it refers to the semen of the man, and that semen is made of blood, and blood is made of the food that we eat and all a variety types of food that goes in and then makes the blood. And then afterwards the semen is made, and from a drop of semen Allah makes this human being. From here it is also very, very important that we try and be as careful as possible, in fact totally careful, what food we consume. If our food is correct, then that blood will also be pure. And when the blood is pure, the semen that is produced will also have that qualities in it, and then we will have those children which are also righteous and upright and good. But if our food is not right, and from that a child is born from that wrong food, whether it be haram food, doubtful food, whatsoever, then we see the problems that we have with our children also. And we wonder that how is it? Many a parent says, we gave such a good upbringing to our children, but yet we don't know what went wrong. It is the food also that we eat, and what food we are feeding our children also. That is also important. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is in this way that we created this man. نَبْتَلِيْهِ هَمْ پَلَتِّ رَهِ اُسْكُ. And then we may keep on changing him. That is, his condition keeps on changing right from the beginning. First he was just a drop of sperm, then he became a clot of blood, and then he became flesh. And then Allah Ta'ala put the bones and made the whole structure of the body. The eyes, the nose, the ears, everything Allah made, the joints of the body, the legs, everything, then Allah Ta'ala made it. So he was going through change after change. And after about 4 months or 4 months and 10 days, then Allah Ta'ala put the ruh into that body. Now the child became a living child. And then Allah Ta'ala gave him the ability to see when he came in this world. His eyes opened and he saw. And Allah gave him the ability to hear with his ears. So all this Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has done, and all that Allah says, فَجْعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. پھر کر دیا اس کو ہم نے سننے والا دیکھنے والا. And then we made him into a human being that hears and sees. Unlike the other animals which also hear and see, but this hearing and seeing refers to a different type. That he does not only see his worldly benefits, that I must walk here, I must be careful for this rock here, I must be careful for this, but his spiritual life, that Allah made him, an animal hasn't got that, because they are not answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Man is answerable, so Allah Ta'ala gave him that capability that in his own self he could see the right path towards Allah Ta'ala. That the first stage is the recognition of Allah and to believe in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made him Sami'an Basira, one that can hear and one that can see. So by that he should know his way towards Allah Ta'ala. That was within man. Then the various conditions of the world that keep on changing, that also should teach man a lesson. That all we see the changes which are happening in the world, all these also should teach us a lesson. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and finally Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who spelt out in detail, in theory and in practice, that how we should live our lives. Then Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran Sharif and letting it reach to mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And in there is guidance through and through for mankind. So all the people who are making effort in making the Quran Sharif alive in the various ways, this is also Allah's way by which He is guiding us and showing us the right road. So Allah has made it very, very clear. All this Allah Ta'ala says, Inna hadaynahu sabil imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Humne usko sujai raah, ya haq maanta hai aur ya na shukri karta hai. Allah says, we have shown him the road now. Now it is up to him that he believes in us and he is thankful to us, or that he disbelieves in us and he is unthankful to us. So the first stage is to believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There to have that is the what is Iman, and that is what a person has. Then those who are believers, now to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. For this Allah has made all the tests, that now you have it, now you are going to be tested in your whole life. And it is for you to do what is the right every time and to stay away from what is the wrong. And the tests and trials come in such ways that man is really tested all the time. For example, a person was speeding, a traffic cop stops him, and now it is up to him. He can just give him a small bribe and everything can be over. Or he faces the consequences. He takes the ticket and he goes and pays properly, there is consequences to that. And even worse than that, if he was well over the speed limit, and now by law he has to be locked up in jail. Now one is you opt for that, I did wrong, I must go to jail. And the other is you just give a bribe. So the easy way out in many of these things in our day to day, every day we face the situation. Well, we can just speak a lie, for example. Husband speaks so many lies to his wife. Wife speaks so many lies to her husband. With that lie, we can get out of our problem easily. But if you speak the truth, you have to face the consequences. But the end result is always following the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the righteous people and the king of them all, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he lived his life. When the matters of deen, he would not subdue, go down one little bit. And when he was passing away, he told his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who could not see the sakarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, don't worry. After today, there is no difficulty ever on your father again. So this difficulties of this world, that is what is called that mujahada that we have to make. That we see the easy way out, but we don't, which is against the command of Allah. We don't opt for that, we opt for what the command of Allah is, though it seems hard at that time. But that is the end result of that will be good. These are great tests which Allah puts upon us all the time. And it is for us to try our utmost to pass these tests and not fail them all the time. Also, when a person passed a test, then Allah makes the front road, opens greater avenues for him. But he will be tested again with more higher things. And then if he passes there, Allah opens more greater stages to him. And there again, if he passes, he goes all the time. But if we fail, then we fall down. May Allah protect us all and give us that courage of Iman and the strength of Iman that we do what is right at every stage and stay away from all wrong in totality.